Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
Roger? Bruce? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Oh no, I think I lost them.
I didn't even know you had brothers, Brinley.
How would you know, Remy? You met me like 5 minutes ago.
Really? Feels like we've known each other forever.
No, it doesn't. It feels like... Wait, what was I saying?
Your brothers?
My what?
Your brothers. Bryn, Badger, and Bruce.
We all have B names? That's corny.
Oh no. It's happening again.
I don't understand.
She's forgetting her life before she got here.
Wait, I don't remember anything either. Is that normal?
No, it's not normal. I mean, it's normal around here, but...
Really? Look at me. Your brothers are Badger and Bruce. They were likely coming here to rescue you via hoverboard.
Like, a real hoverboard?
Mr. Board.
Yes, Badger's board is named Mr. Board.
Rather pedestrian.
That's so cute. You hear that, Pen? Pen,
what's with him?
When this happens, he eventually wakes up. On his own time.
Hey, Pen! Wake up!
Mama!
Ah!
Well, he's awake.
Mama!
You said that.
Because he was talking to me.
Dr. Solstice?
Brinley, I told you the school is on lockdown. So what the devil are you doing down here?
Wait. We're not wet? This isn't water?
Where did we land on?
A boat, I think.
You boys okay?
Think so.
Sorry for crash landing on your boat, mister.
Just glad I caught you. Those were some pretty fancy boards you were riding.
Until they ran out of power.
Yeah, that looked, alarming. Where were you headed?
We're looking for our sister. Any chance you can take us to Elixir Key, sir?
Badger.
What? He's like a fisherman or something. It's cool. So?
Elixir Key, you said?
Yeah. You know it?
Sure. Never been there myself, but it's just up ahead. Let me set a course for the island.
Thanks a lot.
See? I keep telling you, dude, we're gonna be just... trying. Hey. Bruce, you feel okay?
I thought I did. Not sure anymore.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel kind of weird.
It's like I'm getting...
sleepy? And they're out. The feeling that would happen. Sorry, boys. The island isn't friendly to your kind.
Mr. Solstice, we didn't see you come through the tunnel. How did you get here?
How I got here should be less of a concern to you than the fact that I am here, Brindley. And so are you.
Did Casey tip you off? Was this all some kind of setup?
Casey?
Yeah, my roommate. Casey?
I'm your roommate, remember? Oh no, is this that memory thing again?
Remy, not now.
She's right, Miss Pasternak. Remy is a promising student with all kinds of talent. She was on our radar for quite some time. Casey no longer attends Elixir Academy.
What does that mean? Where did she go?
She went home.
Home? Suddenly, in the middle of a lockdown?
She told you she wanted to leave, right?
She also told me she didn't have a home. She was trying to find her roommate who disappeared.
Wait, weren't you her roommate?
Please, Remy!
Just trying to keep up.
There's no such thing as disappeared, Miss Pasternak. People come and people go, and we move forward. How are you settling in, Remy?
Great, I guess. I mean, it's my first day, and already Brinley and I are on an adventure.
That's enough, Remy!
And we've been talking about collabing on a podcast.
Jude, I'm very disappointed to find you in on this.
Just trying to help.
Try harder. And Penn, my own son.
Mama, please!
Save it. I had high hopes for you, Miss Pasternak. But you insist on clinging to a past that will only cause us all trouble.
What does that mean? The men who kidnapped me and Casey are gone. There are no boats out there. You don't need to keep the school locked down anymore.
I wouldn't expect you to understand. And now, there will be consequences.
We didn't do anything, Mom.
Save it, Penn. You know we have good reason for keeping these protections in place.
What protections?
I think she means...
I know what she means. So let me ask you something, Dr. Solstice. This lockdown, is it to keep people out or to keep us in?
Yes.
Yes? That's your answer? Yes? I do have a family out there. I mean, they... Okay, I can't think of their names right now, but I know they're important to me. I need to speak with them. How long is this lockdown going to last? A day? A week?
Indefinitely.
We landed on a boat, and then... How did I... Oh! Bruce! I think whatever happened to our hoverboards happened to us, too. I can barely move. Where are we? How did we get on these rocks? Holy moly, dude. We're stranded in the middle of the ocean. Bruce? Bruce? Where are you? Mr. Board? You out there? Can anybody hear me? Cyrus! Brindley! Anybody at all?
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on GZMshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.